Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu, wa nasta'inu bihi wa nasta'gfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudilla lah, wa man yudlil falahadiya lah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد. From Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy and His grace upon us is that He has made for us seasons of goodness and blessings, opportunities to attain reward and mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. And these rewards and this mercy in these seasons is ever so close and so near, ever so clear and readily accessible for those that seek to seize them. One of these seasons, one of these opportunities is just around the corner. A few days away, and the blessed month of Ramadan will be on our doors. The month of the Quran, the month of fasting, the month of the night prayer and night worship, the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy. Ramadan, the month of doing good deeds, seeking and striving, the month in where you, O slave of Allah, will expel yourself by the will of Allah from Jahannam, the month of opportunities, Ramadan. It's essential for every single Muslim upon the coming of these opportunities and these seasons like Ramadan, that you make the most of them, that you seize them at every opportunity, to seize this chance to expel yourself from Jahannam, to attain paradise and to attain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you do this by getting closer to Allah by way of worship, by way of worship and staying away from sin. You do this by way of repentance. And from the greatest acts you can do to attain and to seize these opportunities is to start by repenting. Is to start by repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal, a sincere repentance, by leaving evil actions and deeds and transgression, by fulfilling your obligations and staying away from prohibitions, so that Allah Azza wa Jal can shower you with His mercy, so that Allah Azza wa Jal can shower you with His blessings during this blessed month. It's a certain fact. It's certain knowledge for you, O believer, for your creed, for your belief, you, O Muslim. You know for a fact that the repentance of Allah Azza wa Jal is available, and that Allah will accept your repentance no matter where, no matter why, no matter what. Allah Azza wa Jal will accept you if you come to Him. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ ليتوب مسيء النهار، ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. That Allah Azza wa Jal extends His hand during the night for the sinner of the day so he can repent. And that He extends His hand during the day so the sinner of the night can repent. Allah's repentance is available around the clock, day and night. The sinner of the day has repentance awaiting him at night if he seeks. And the sinner of the night has repentance awaiting him during the day if he seeks, up until the sun rises from the west or your soul reaches the throat. That means death. And for that reason, you must hasten. For that reason, you must rush. And you must hurry to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal before that door closes, because it's open. But you don't know when your door may close. You don't know when your door for repentance may close. No one knows when the angel of death will meet them and tell them, come, it's your turn to leave. So rush and hurry and race and seek the repentance of Allah Azza wa Jal before it's too late. Do not procrastinate and say, I will repent, but not today, tomorrow, or the day after, or so on and so forth. Be careful of that thought. Be careful of that mentality and that idea of, I want to repent and I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I will hold out. I will wait until I satisfy a certain desire of mine. Who tells you you will reach that chance of you repenting? How many people had that same idea, that same thought, that I will repent, but never got a chance to? How many people were healthy and young and strong and said, I will repent, but never got a chance to? I will turn to Allah, but never got a chance to. Oh, what a misery it will be if you meet your Lord in a state of sin, wanting to repent, but you did not get the chance. So hurry, rush, and hasten to repent, because the door of repentance is open. The door of repentance and is open and ever so available. And no one can say, I don't need to repent, I'm all right. That person is the first person that needs to repent. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. O people, O believers, O Muslims, repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. For verily I repent and seek Allah's forgiveness every single day 100 times. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking the repentance of Allah, seeking the forgiveness of Allah, and the forgiveness of Allah is available for the one that seeks it. So do not despair. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's available. It's clear. It's near. And it's accepted for the one that seeks to repent. Do not despair even if you have committed from the gravest of sins. Is there anything greater than apostasy? From leaving your religion after you've become a Muslim? There's nothing greater in sin than that. Than leaving Islam and knowing the truth and leaving the truth after it has become clear to you. Listen to this story. There was a person from the Ansar that became a Muslim and then apostatized. He left Islam after becoming a believer. Later on, this man felt guilt and wanted to repent, but wasn't sure, is there a repentance for me? Will Allah accept me? Will Allah forgive me this grave sin that I have done? So he sent a message to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking him, could he repent? Guess where the response came from? Guess who responded to this question? Allah. Not the Prophet of Allah, but Allah himself. Allah says in the Quran, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. Allah Azza wa Jal responded to this person with verses in the Quran by Allah saying, how will Allah guide a people who chose to disbelieve after they have believed? And they saw the signs and it was clear to them how these people, this category of people, their punishment, or these people, their reward, their result. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. Those that choose to disbelieve after belief, the curse of Allah, the wrath of Allah will be upon them, and the curse of the angels and of all of humanity will be upon them. They will be admitted to hellfire eternally, and they will not be delayed from a punishment that will not reduce. This is the gravest sin and the gravest reward, or the gravest outcome and result for this sin. The curse of Allah, the curse of the angels, the curse of all of humanity, hellfire for eternity, in where your punishment will not reduce. But then comes the mercy of Allah. But then comes the rahmah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Then he says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Except. So that's the punishment. Except for those that chose to repent and to fix their ways. Verily, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful, the most forgiving. So do not despair from the mercy of Allah, for it's there. It's open. It's available. It's ready for those that seek His mercy. You can't be worse than the one that killed 100 souls. And you've heard this story before. Whatever sin you need to repent from, and every single one of us is that sinful man that needs to repent, that needs to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and repent sincerely. But you haven't killed 100 people yet. You haven't murdered 100 people. And one of them being a pious worshipper. But this man wanted to repent. He wanted to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. Is there a repentance for him or not? Will Allah accept from him his repentance or not? He was advised and told to leave to the land of the pious and worship with the pious. And so he accepted that advice. And he sought his way to the land of the pious, only that on the way death met him. Realized that he has done nothing so far of good deeds except for wanting to repent and seeking the path of repentance. On that way, he died. What do you think the outcome is? Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that is the most gracious, the most merciful. He wants to repent on you. He wants you to seek His repentance so you can repent. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah wants you to turn to Him and say, forgive me, so He can forgive you. Allah wants you to turn to Him and say, I want to change my ways, so He can forgive you. This man, he was forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was admitted into the people of paradise, to the people of the pious land. Allah wants to repent on you. And not only does He want to repent on you, so don't have the idea that He'll forgive me, but He'll never love me because of what I've done. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. No, that's a wrong idea. Allah loves those that repent and loves those that purify themselves. So seek the repentance of Allah to attain the love of Allah, to attain the mercy of Allah, to attain the forgiveness of Allah, to attain the paradise of Allah. Repentance is clear. It's near. It's available. Your soul is still in your body, and the sun has not risen from the west. So repent to Allah Azza wa Jal and do not despair. And do not despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all sins if you turn to Him sincerely. If you turn to Him in repentance, seeking Him truly. For verily, He is the one who is forgiving, the merciful. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد رمضان is near. Ramadan is only a few days away, and what a better way to start Ramadan than by starting it with repentance and preparing for Ramadan by way of repentance. What a better way to start Ramadan than to turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive me. And we're all that person that needs to turn to Allah and seek forgiveness from a sin that is weighing us down from doing good deeds. What a better way to start Ramadan than to turn to Allah before Ramadan and say, oh Allah, forgive me for my shortcomings and allow me to be from the pious. Oh Allah, forgive me for such sin and such sin and such sin. And no one needs to know your sin except Allah, between you and Allah, and say, oh Allah, from today, from this moment on, I have left this sin for your sake, oh Allah. So forgive me, for I believe in your forgiveness, for I believe in your mercy, and I believe in your reward. Oh Allah, forgive me this sin, and allow me to be steadfast on the path of the pious. Start this Ramadan by stopping. Start this Ramadan by stopping old habits. Start this Ramadan by stopping sin and prohibitions. Start this Ramadan by renewing your relationship with Allah. Renewing your relationship with Allah. And what a better way to renew your relationship with Allah than to start by repentance, by repenting. Start this Ramadan on a rolling start. Don't get caught off guard. Get ready from now and roll into Ramadan so you can rush when you're in Ramadan. وَسَارِعُوا, it's a race. Allah tells you, وَسَارِعُوا وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Rush and race and hasten. But for the mercy of your Lord, for the paradise of your Lord, roll into Ramadan. Start by repenting to Allah, clearing your scroll, turning to Allah and saying, I from today am a new person. Allow me to flourish. Allow me to excel. Allow me to be saved from Jahannam this Ramadan. Ramadan is an opportunity. And opportunities don't always come. If you do not seize your opportunity, you may never, ever get a chance at it again. You're alive now. God knows what happens tomorrow. Seize every moment you have to turn to Allah. Seize every moment you have to turn to Allah. Seize this Ramadan and make the most of it by way of doing good deeds and seeking Allah's repentance and leaving off evil deeds. For this Ramadan, you may be around, but only Allah knows what tomorrow holds and where you will be in a year's time. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from those that truly repent for His sake. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept us from those that are repenters and to accept us from the pious and from the good doers. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا سابق الفوت ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم ارحمنا وتب علينا وتقبل منا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إننا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة